You're with the Rob O'Donnell Show on this Friday, July 18th, 2025. It is 345, 78 degrees here. Somebody said, let's get license plates for the roof so helicopters can see who you are. Somebody said that, yes, the cost is the most people who've chimed in on the text message line said it looks like a money grab from the state to heighten your registration fees and go above and beyond whatever the cost would be to them for that second plate. But somebody says they don't want an ugly license plate on the front of their Corvette. Well, good for you. I agree with that. I have a Corvette license plate on the front of my Corvette right now. So it was interesting because I was just at the Weiss Markets up by me with my wife the other day, and we were walking around, and they did have the Mexican Coke in the bottles, the very thick glass bottles there, and it is quite more expensive because it is imported from Mexico. But it is made with pure sugar cane, and it is better. I've had them both, and some people say, you know, I don't know the difference. I don't see the difference. And I do. I taste the difference. I see the difference. They actually had a few. They had Fanta, they had Coke, and they had one other, and I forget what it was, that were all from Mexico, all in glass bottles. And again, you paid the price premium for it. And then you had the American Coca-Cola right there, which was cheaper, but they were only in cans. They weren't in glass bottles. But again, you know, as a novelty every once in a while, I don't drink a lot of soda, but as a novelty every once in a while, I will get them to, like if I'm planning to have Jack and Coke or something, I will try and get the Mexican Coca-Cola that has pure sugar cane in it. I do taste the difference. I think it makes a better drink. I think it blends better with bourbon. Just my 2 cents on it. Well, Trump has said that Coca-Cola has agreed to use real cane sugar in its U.S. drinks. So far, Coca-Cola has not come out with any official statement on it. There's been a lot of rumblings about that. But the Trump administration says he's been speaking to Coca-Cola about using real sugar cane in Coke in the United States, and they have agreed to do so. He revealed in a Truth Social. I think this is a great move. Listen, I understand it's cheaper, and I understand when they switch to corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, but it's just natural is better for you. It's you're still getting the same amount of calories. You're still getting the same sugar content. It's not healthy for you, but it's better for you. It's as simple as that. Coca-Cola uses a high fructose corn syrup in its production in contrast to cane sugar in countries like Mexico and the United Kingdom. And I implore you to look at a lot of things we use, from Heinz ketchup. You know, look at the ingredients here in the U.S. Look at the ingredients in Europe, South America. It is totally different. And if you've traveled to these places, if you've traveled to these countries, it is totally different. I mean, if you look at something like the French fries, McDonald's French fries, something you think would be standard across the world, they're not. Look at the ingredients in South America. Look at the ingredients in Europe. Look at the ingredients here in America. There's a difference there. Anything we can do to make our food healthier and more natural, because more natural does not necessarily mean healthier. But we don't need these chemical garbages. We don't need things like high fructose corn syrup. And there's a – I talk about it all the time. I grew up pretty poor. You know, my father was the only one who worked. He worked 3 jobs. My mom was stay-at-home. You know, it was me and my 2 brothers. So there were 3 boys growing up in New York City, and she felt it was more important for her to be home to – basically corral and keep control on us and monitor us then let us run loose and the two of them work. And we did without because of that. I, to this day, cannot stand margarine because, you know, there was the whole margarine kick back in the day to where – and it was cheaper than butter. This day and age, I like butter. Not only do I like real butter, I like real good butter. So a lot of times I will, you know, get the Kerrygold butter. I will get, you know – if I have to, the store butter, as long as it's real butter, is good. But it's one of the pet peeves I have. Just like the Coca-Cola. You know, normally out and about, if I'm at a restaurant, I could really care less because I don't drink a lot of soda. But if I'm sitting home and I'm going to look to enjoy a Jack and Coke, there's nothing better than a real sugarcane Coca-Cola to mix with that Jack Daniels. And that's just me talking on a Friday night because maybe I'll have that tonight. Maybe I will. It's coming up on 350 here at WILK. It's time for the Bloomberg Money Minute.